And this is Vittorio.
Yes.
Three tenors. Where do you fit in?
You know, I'm ready fit in your chair in front of you, but you know, I don't realize I am myself nowadays as a tenor now. You know, I'm trying to speak about this new world, this passion world that I call popera. So I'm very pleased here to explain to you that I feel like I'm trying to give this new message, this new music with the whole technique of the opera. With the voice, it sounds like you know, classical voice, but a beat is modern.
You were seeking for the modern stuff.
Yeah. Yes, you know, I want to reach the young part of myself. I'm 29 years old. I really did all that a tenor do. You know, the best opera in the best theater place. But I'm now ready to reach my the youngest part is.
You mean Pavarotti and Bocelli are old, and you're young, and you're here.
Yes, I'm younger than them, and you know, I'm here. I'm just in front of you, and I'm singing something different. I'm already done Rigoletto, Bohème, Traviata, and opera in theater, but I'm just trying to find a new kind of message, you know, new music.
I understand. Okay, vroeg hem even.
You know, the difference is just when you put the music and you just put to say, maybe, no? And it's. Tu sei quello che non so, ma so dirlo il battito del cuore. It's something. You know, it's like, no, come on, this is nothing. It's something that is, you want to keep the emotion, but keep also the love, the passion. You know, I'm very romantic.
Ja, hij is romantisch. Hij is nog jong. Hij wil eigenlijk gewoon de wereld van de pop, de popkant op. En die Pavarotti en die Bocelli heeft hij eigenlijk op dit moment even helemaal niet nodig, begrijp ik. Terwijl hij het wel allemaal al gedaan heeft, zegt hij. Want hij was, zoals ik al zei, de jongste tenor die ooit in het Scala Theater in Milaan stond. Dit is zijn album.
Que no deja de besar y se pierden las arenas atrevidas.
This is your album, yeah.
Yes, Hans, you know, you remember me that yesterday, I don't know if Italy is the same in Holland, it was the Mom's Day?
Mother's Day. Yeah. It is here also
Mother's Day. So I really would like to just quickly, in Italy we always sing this, so I'm on late for one day, but I will sing for all the mama in Dutch. Is
Mamma, solo per te la mia canzone vola. Mamma. Ma solo per te tu non sarai più sola.
It's something that we sing to our mother, you know, like Beniamino Gigli. Very old, but you know,
what
it's
do the
a
Italian
little
have,
gift.
What do the Italian have with women?
I don't know, because you're falling in love with me now. Look in my eyes.
Oh, yeah,
when
you
I'm singing
do a
to you.
You? Maybe. <no. laughs> It's just the Italians always have this crush on women, and women like Italians.
Yeah, I think we are very truthful. You know, we are very truth. I'm just what I'm doing what I feel. Yeah. So I'm just. Doing what I...
What you feel, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
okay. Italianen zijn heel erg op het gevoel.
Hans.
En daarom gaat hij...
My pronunciation is good. Hans is Dutch good. Waarom?
What a chaos interview.
Yes,
sir. Okay, let's listen to this sound.
Yeah.
It's a Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
And you'd like to be on that. No?
You know what? I love that, but I like this sound up.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love that.
Because I was wondering if you sit on and you you combine the two. You could also do that.
Yeah. You know what? I combine engines with voice because I think the power, the muscles. You know, when you hear a good engine, you say, "Oh, listen, this beautiful orchestra." No.
Yeah.
So it's like a more horsepower is like a powerful voice, no?
Ja, ja, paardenkracht op de motor. Ja? En de stem gaan hand in hand, kennelijk hier. What am I going to make of this interview? I'll never forget your sitting here and imitating and singing for the mothers. There's one question that pops into my mind. Why did you say no to Il Divo when you were asked to join that?
Because, you know, I wanted... you start with opera, you let me listen Pavarotti. So you let me listen what is, you know, great values, great culture. I want to be recognized on my own country as a real tenor, you know. I want to be recognized in theater and as a with a real tenor voice. So I want people say, oh, Vittorio...
Divo, that was not possible.
No. Because I needed 2-3 years more, and if I was in Il Divo, I cannot, you know, fix this on my. I don't want people to say, "Oh, Vittorio is singing pop now because he cannot sing in the theater Rigoletto." You know what,
what
I mean?
Wanted to see
so I wanted to fix one, focus my energy, and fix the world of opera, and then do this new kind of style that is not crossover, but is popera because I came from the world of popera.
Yeah. Okay. Vittorio heeft rustig gewacht op zijn moment en. Hij wilde eerst gewoon de klassieken kunnen zingen en nu is hij klaar voor de pop. Thank you very much for being here.
Hans, thank you very much. And I love this country. Thank you so much.
Così vicini in questa città.